Mr. Speaker, this amendment raises the minimum age from $7.25 an hour in Maryland to $8.25 an hour. Mr. Speaker, a lot of people presume that members of my party are reflexively against any raise to the minimum wage, but I don't believe that's so. As Lincoln said, Republicans are for the man and for the dollar, and in case of a conflict, the man before the dollar. But what this amendment will do is take something that is extreme, something that raises the minimum wage 30%, over 30%, and does it in a rational fashion. You may remember just a moment ago when the chairman of the committee was speaking towards indexing, he made the point, correctly, I might add, that this body should consider every change to the minimum wage. We should vote on it. We shouldn't just allow it to happen automatically. Nor should we put something into the future like an automatic increase. We did that with the gas tax. We're going to do it with the minimum wage. Pretty soon, we're not even going to have a reason to come here and meet anymore. We'll just have a government on autopilot. And that does not serve anyone's interests well at all. This amendment is about balance. Without question, we should have some floor of a wage at which a person is paid. We need that. That's responsible. But small businesses have been suffering over the last few years, and everyone knows it. The federal statistics indicate that within the last 7 years, over 8,000 businesses have either folded or left the state of Maryland. So let's offer some balance to this discussion. Yeah, let's raise the minimum wage, but let's not raise it in such a fashion that we put businesses out of business and workers out of work. That's not our goal. Let's take a rational step forward and pass a rational increase to the minimum wage. Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
On the amendment. Chair of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I certainly appreciate the gentleman's comments on that. But I think where we're at is it's a policy decision. The gentleman is making the case for $8.25 an hour. The committee is bringing forth the bill at $10.10, phased in over the next two years at $10.10. And those are just, quite frankly, a policy decision. We elected to go with $10.10, so we would urge the rejection of the amendment and then vote up or down on the $10.10. And if we should reject that, then we can come back and take a look at another number. But at this point in time, I think we need to, after the all that's been done, I think we need to cast a vote up or down on $10.10. So with that, I would urge a rejection of the amendment.
On the amendment, all in favor of the amendment say aye. All opposed say nay.
No. Roll call, Mr. Speaker.
No. Sorry. The amendment fails. Are there any other amendments to the bill or to its title? There are no other amendments to the bill or to its title. Bill's ordered printed for third reading.
Mr. Speaker, just a quick question about the calendar. When should we expect this bill to be on third reading? Friday and then?
Sometime Friday.
Do you have an idea of which session?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you planning on being here both sessions? All right. I just want to make sure. I want to thank everyone for the debate today. I thought it was conducted in a very statesmanlike manner, and I want to thank all the members for conducting themselves in that vein. So thank you very much. Reflects well on the institution.